Dwight Perry joins us after the 74-73 win, and just guts and blood and floor burns and you name it. And but Dwight, when I saw number 10 on the free throw line with 7 seconds to go, I felt pretty good about things.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to feel good when you got number 10 with the ball in his hands with the game on the line, because he usually finds a way to get it done. But that was a gutsy performance by our guys. Anyone that watched it or listened to it, definitely not the most precise execution at the end of the game with some turnovers that we would love to have back. But like we said in the locker room, a credit to our guys for figuring out to stay mentally tough. You could have easily folded when stuff wasn't going our way, and we had a lot of self-inflicting plays on our end that we'd like back, but our team found a way to still get it done, which, as we know, in conference play, all that matters is you find a way to win. Doesn't have to be pretty.
Probably not the first guy I thought I would be talking about tonight. Anthony Arrington had 3 offensive rebounds for you, and I thought each of them were critical. And, again, shows a guy who is maturing and is doing things like that, which makes a coaching staff want to put him on the floor more, because when you're out there sacrificing things and getting offensive rebounds, you're recycling things for your teammates and you're giving your guys a chance to score again.
Oh, those are energy plays. And, you know, Anthony Arrington, I think he's our best offensive rebounder at the guard spot. You know, he's strong, he's physical, he has a great nose for the ball and has great instincts to go and get it. And, again, we talked about it in pregame. He was a huge shot in the arm for us in the Western Carolina game. And we said if we can get that type of effort and that type of consistency out of him, that's really going to help our team. And I tell you what, Tom, that was a great job by you speaking that into existence. Because like you just said, he helped us on the glass. He got a big-time stop of forcing a miss on the last play. And, I mean, just a credit to Ant. He stayed with it. It hasn't been easy for him. He's dealt with adversity, injuries, not playing a little bit. But he stayed the course. And, again, our team is full of guys like Anthony Arrington that trust the process, that keep working, that buy into what our team is about. And it's really great for them to be able to see the success in a game like today.
All right, Tom doesn't get credit for this next one, because you made a little tweak to the starting lineup and got Chase Cormier in there. And Chase got some early touches, got some baskets. What does he bring to the mix? And how does that change the dynamic a little bit?
You know, what it does is it puts arguably the best shooter in college basketball on the court at the start of the game. So, you know, that's always great. I thought, as well as he shoots the ball and he shoots the cover off of it, I thought his aggressiveness on offense, he made some really good plays of driving and attacking. You know, obviously the way he shoots the ball, I think it's easy to say you got to run him off the line. But he's a great basketball player. He can shoot, he can dribble, he can pass. He has a great feel. And on the defensive end, he's really quick and long and can be very disruptive. And so I thought it was a great shot in the arm and really a big boost for us. I thought we did a great job. We didn't score the ball. We missed a lot of open shots to start the game. But I thought it really set the tone defensively and us being able to generate great shots. And I think that quickly turned around 4 or 5 minutes into the game. The shots that we missed, we started to make.
Nothing like playing in front of the students in this building.
It's second to none. We have the best student support in the whole conference. And they showed out tonight, really appreciative of them. Everyone, this was a good crowd. But our student section was a big reason we were able to pull this game out. Huge shout out to them.
Get some rest, couple of days of practice. We'll see you in Charleston on Saturday afternoon.
Looking forward
to
it.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Dwight Perry, after a fantastic college basketball game.